commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future. Find new roads, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. This morning, he's in Atlanta. What you doing in Atlanta, Don?
I'm in Atlanta working on Stand Your Ground stories. Will Stand Your Ground stand its ground under calls to repeal it across the country? That's what I'm working on.
But today's commentary is about?
We're talking about the president, man. We're talking about health care. Have you seen the president's poll numbers lately?
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
They're the lowest that they've ever been. They're as low as George W. Bush's during Hurricane Katrina and the Iraq War. The disastrous rollout of Obamacare is the biggest factor. And according to a Quinnipiac University poll this week, just 39% of registered voters approve of the way the president is doing his job. That is the lowest since he took office in 2009. Only 39% say they support the Affordable Care Act. 45% oppose the Affordable Care Act. And perhaps the most important part of the poll is that the majority of Americans, for the very first time, 52% say they no longer trust the president, saying he is not, quote, honest and trustworthy. The president, who once had nearly 100% approval rating among African Americans, now has 75% approval rating. One of the biggest political allies, his so-called explainer-in-chief, former President Bill Clinton, says President Obama is going to have to keep his promise of, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. He's going to have to keep that promise. But in order to do that, he's somehow going to have to reconfigure Obamacare, and he can't do that without an act of Congress. Even diehard, die-in-the-wool, liberals are starting to break ranks and call for the delay of the Affordable Care Act. Senate contributor Gloria Borges told Wolf Blitzer that once any president, Obama or otherwise, begins to lose trust with the people, it is a good bet that his administration is over so far. It's over for his administration. Borges says people start to tune them out, and their influence in Washington and with the American people begins to wane, especially in their second term when lame duck status begins to kick in and getting an agenda through becomes all but impossible. So hence the question, has the president lost his mojo, and can he get it back? Political strategists say it's going to be a tough road, considering only 105,000, do you hear me? 105,000 people signed up for Obamacare in 1 month. So in order to turn things around, maybe Bill Clinton, who knows a few things about regaining the trust of the American people, is right. Maybe the president has to start with keeping his promise. The one thing Mr. Obama has going for him is that polls show people still like him. In all of this, he's still very likable. So I wouldn't count him out just yet. I've seen him turn things around before, by luck, but mostly by political savvy. I've witnessed it personally when I lived in Chicago, and he won an against-all-odds U.S. Senate campaign. We witnessed it when he, again, against all odds, became the first black president ever. Against all odds, he did what not even Bill Clinton, the great Bill Clinton, could do. Without one Republican vote, he got national health care legislation passed, no matter how flawed you might think it is. And don't forget, he helped turn around the worst economy since the Great Depression. The president has said that he has run his last political campaign. I don't think that he's run his last political campaign yet. His enemies have labeled him the campaigner-in-chief. That just might be his biggest asset. You want to know why? Because I think he has one more campaign in him, and that might be his biggest asset. But if he wants to win, he'd better get the one place where people can vote for him fixed, and he'd better do it fast, and that's the Obamacare website.
Yeah. Have you been following the hearings?
I've been following the hearings, and they're saying that now they've got, what, like 50,000 people that can sign up now at a time, and they're going to have 50,000 more, and they've cut the rate now where they get the error messages, but it's still not fixed. And they're saying that, you know, this one more deadline. I've been following the hearings, but it just seems like they, you know, it's one flawed thing after the other.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad, but listen, that's the truth, though. Listen, I would not count this man out. I've seen him turn it around. But listen to my commentary. The one place where people can vote for him right now in order for him to turn it around is not working.
Right.
So that's his polling place, is the Obamacare website, and you can't even get on there to vote for him if you do want to sign up for Obamacare.
So how can he You said he should, and everybody agrees, the promise, he should make the he should keep his promise. But how can he keep his promise without Congress to help him?
Well, that's what he's going to have to figure out. He's going to have to say, I think what people say he's going to have to do is, listen, I told you if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. I told you if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And so what we're going to try to do is figure out how I can make that work, how I can keep my promise to the American people, whether that is changing the law, whether that's an act of Congress. But as your president, here's what I want to do.
And an act of Congress is
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen because they don't. You know, Republicans will never do. Even listen, the Obamacare is the same legislation that Republicans proposed, but they just don't like it because it has Obama's name on it.
And they gave it to him.
It's the same as
it's Romney's
Massachusetts health care. It's, it's RomneyCare. It's the exact same thing. And even Romney came out and said, well, this is a flawed plan. It's like, wait a minute.
It's your plan.
Yeah. All right, Don Lemon, make them think.
All right.
Text us at 646464. We'll have the commentary transcribed on blackamericaweb.com.